In an Australian State Gallery first, First Nations art will not only be front and center, but filling the entire space. Blacklight is a month-long program where every wall, floor, and channel will feature works from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists. The exhibition is open in Perth, and West Australians can enjoy it until the 18th of April. The Wire's contributor from RTRFM's Dale Estrano asked Art Gallery of WA curator and head of Indigenous programs Clothilde Bullen why it's important to hand over the gallery to First Nations art.
Representation is unbelievably important, particularly in this state. This state has often been a cowboy state when it comes to these sorts of issues, and so representation in all kinds of ways is really hugely significant. In sort of having a space like this being taken over by Aboriginal artists, it's just for the month. We wanted to sort of let people know that we believe that cultural representation is important, but also Aboriginal people being able to talk about their own narratives and what's important to them, really significant, but also to sort of let people know that the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander contemporary art movement in Australia is Australia's most significant contemporary art movement. It is the only one that belongs to Australia in its entirety, and that's huge. That's something we want to show off. We want to celebrate that, and it's a way for people to start talking about which Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people want to talk about. This idea about, okay, what does national identity mean? What does that mean in practice? What does it mean when we're representing ourselves to the rest of the world? And there's an opportunity to talk about that and to bring people in to talk about that, as opposed to sit on the other side of the fence.
Yeah, absolutely. We've spoken a lot lately about this idea of have a look who's around the table and have a look who's speaking and who's not there. Make sure that you give them not only the space but the time as well. I find it really interesting when you speak there, Clotilde, about the sort of contribution that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders make to the national identity of modern and contemporary art. But it's not just the contribution, it's sort of the initial stages that there are First Nations people. So it's so exciting to see that this entire project is taking over the entire gallery. It's been named an Australian State Gallery first, so this has not happened anywhere else across the country.
No. So, I mean, we do have wonderful festivals like Tunindi, which takes place at the Art Gallery South Australia, and, you know, other things that happen around the country, but it's not a complete takeover. It's certainly Tunindi would be the closest thing in terms of taking over spaces for that time, but this is just standard operating procedure where in the span of the sort of exhibition program, we have a month long. I mean, essentially, it's like a festival that's dedicated absolutely to this space, and it doesn't just incorporate just the visual art. So we've got loads and loads of really fantastic programming for all generations. So young people, old people, teenagers, young kids, you name it. And then we've got music as well. We've got DJs. We've got food happening. We've got, you know, you name it. It really is an absolute celebration. But it's we've got an amazing panel coming up on the weekend as well. It's really a celebration, but it's also a chance for people who might want to be a little bit challenged to come along and hear some sort of, I guess, some alternative or different conversations to what they might have had around their own sort of dining tables, I guess. So, yeah, it's a first, and it hopefully won't be the last.
One upcoming thing that is happening is about the Barbara Women's Centre. Can you tell us a little bit about that particular project?
Yeah, this is something really close to my heart, actually. So the double B is pronounced like a P sound. So it's a good and good word, and it's Bapara. And the Bapara Women's Centre are based up in Manangreta, which is quite remote in Arnhem Land, Western Arnhem Land. And I've worked with them previously. They're a wonderful community, very small community of about 850 people, and they speak sort of somewhere between 12 to 15 different languages just in that community. It's amazing. The Bapara Women's Centre was set up as a social enterprise for women to be able to come together to share their stories, to actually be economically independent as well. And they print and make and create textiles.
That was Art Gallery of Western Australia curator Clothilde Bullen speaking with The Wire's Taylor Strano from RTRFM in Perth.